really means that I indulge in some of my passions. What does that mean? Well, things that I enjoy doing. Maybe it's gardening, painting, building birdhouses, reading, journaling, watching a movie, cooking breakfast. Being with my dog or my cat or my children or my husband or my wife. Spending time doing things that you enjoy. What a concept. Spending time doing things that you enjoy. And then, not to feel guilty about it. So often we're told, make a list of all your things that you want to do. Help stay organized. Make that list. Every day, make a list. Well, I'm okay with that. Make a list. The thing is that making a list is about setting some goals for the day. And it can lead towards being pessimistic. I didn't get them all done. What's wrong with me? Instead of spending time reading, I should have been taking care of something else. So the thing is that, yes, I'm going to do some things that I enjoy. I may not get to everything on my list, and that is okay. I'm going to get done today what I'm going to get done today. And I'm not going to beat myself up for things that I didn't do. Or that I didn't get to. I gave myself permission to, rather than sit and eat lunch at my desk, to go for a walk. So many of us in corporate America, we eat at our desk. We get a lunch period. But we eat at our desk and work at the same time. And because we do it, and so many of us do it, and our bosses do it, and our bosses' bosses do it, everyone is almost expected to work through their lunch. And the reality is indulge yourself. Go for a walk. Go sit in your car. Take a nap. Sit at your desk. Read a book, go through a magazine, listen to music, do a puzzle. Give yourself a break and indulge a little bit in something that you enjoy. It will actually help you be a little bit more positive.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about optimism. I'm talking about how to develop optimism if you notice that you're a pessimist. March is National Optimism Month, and so it's a good opportunity. And you know, I use that word all the time with my clients, and I'm like, oh, here's that word again. It's an opportunity to do something positive, to think in a positive way, to do something that's going to build your energy, indulge in your passion, know that you have a choice. One of the things that's important when we are negative is we might need to actually get it out of our system. Well, what do I mean by that? Sometimes we have to write and journal. Sometimes we have to cry. Sometimes we have to scream at the top of our lungs. Sometimes we have to make pros list, cons list, compare the pros and cons, make some choices. Sometimes we have to recognize that we are going to have some down days. Being an optimist doesn't mean that you are always Miss Sunshine. So it's important to plan for days when you're down. You know, it's not sunny every day. So it's good to create some strategies. It may be that you want a list of positive affirmations that you can keep with you. Maybe some things where there's some positive music. Maybe there are some positive statements that you like, some uplifting thoughts that you cherish that you can keep with you. You might want to create a feel-good journal. Write down all of the things that you enjoy doing. Positive self-statements. Again, it's those positive affirmations. I'm going to write them down. I'm going to put them on post-it notes and stick them around. This way, if I have a list of positive statements, I am going to have something that I can use when I am feeling down. And of course, noticing, everything, it just seems so bleak today. It doesn't matter that the sun is shining. It's going to be raining tomorrow anyway. What difference does it make? Well, I can change that. And if I don't feel that I have the internal motivation or capacity, I do have that list. I have a gratitude list. I've made a list of 100 things I'm grateful for. I've made a list of people that I'm grateful for. I made a list of all of the things that I think that I'm capable of. I have a list of all the compliments that I can give myself. And I know I've had clients say, and I recognize this, yeah, I'm capable. Yeah, I have talents. Yeah, right. I don't believe any of it. The more I practice it, the more I believe it. Having that journal, having those positive affirmations, filling it with things that you enjoy, maybe even a photo of your children or a pet, things that make you smile, can be very useful. And enjoy simple things. Simple things like watching, seeing the daffodils coming up. I love it. I love it. In out of my kitchen window, I've got clumps of daffodils in the yard. They got these yellow bulbs on them. They're getting ready to bloom. And it's enjoyable. I had a small herd of deer in my yard the other evening. It's enjoyable. Listening to music, watching birds on the bird feeder, gazing up at fluffy clouds, enjoying the sound of the rain. There really is no limit in the joy that we can have in simple things. This is a good place to say again, mindfulness is a great practice. Am I wolfing down my lunch because I have to eat? Or am I taking the time to stop and enjoy my sandwich? Am I enjoying it? Am I noticing the flavors and the textures?